This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Chinese Finance Ministry says it will cut tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. products. The cuts begin on February 14th, which is Friday, and will include ag commodities like beans, asparagus, pork, and more. However, a Wall Street Journal article says there likely won't be a big impact. An AgriPulse report says the move will cut tariff rate increases in half, somewhere between 5 and 10%, that China put into effect late last year in response to U.S. tariffs. The 30% tariff on soybeans will drop to 27.5% on Friday, which will be seen largely as a goodwill gesture by China that won't have a big effect on trade between the two countries. The Phase 1 trade deal between China and the U.S. calls for increased Chinese purchases of American agricultural commodities, but neither side did away with the tariffs that have been a staple of the trade war since it began. China points out that the next step in the tariff reduction depends on how much progress the two countries make in their relationship. U.S. and government officials say they expect China to boost purchases by guaranteeing targeted exemptions to tariffs, currently in place. All recent Chinese buys of soybeans took place in spite of the tariffs in place and were due to the Chinese government giving targeted exemptions to importers. The USDA announced the details of two programs that protect hemp producers' crops from natural disaster. A pilot hemp insurance program through multi-peril crop insurance provides coverage against yield loss because of insurable causes of loss of hemp grown for fiber, grain, or CBD. The non-insured crop disaster assistance program coverage protects against losses associated with lower yield, destroyed crops, or prevented planting where no permanent federal crop insurance program is available. Producers can apply now, with the deadline to sign up for both programs set for March 16th. We are pleased to offer these coverages to hemp producers, says USDA Undersecretary for Crop Production and Conservation Bill Northey. Hemp offers a new economic opportunity for our farmers who are anxious for a way to protect their product in the event of natural disasters. The pilot insurance program option for hemp producers is available in select counties in 21 states during this crop year. The non-insured option provides protection against loss for hemp grown for fiber, grain, seed, or CBD oil for the 2020 crop year, where no permanent federal crop insurance program is available. Clofurophos, a pesticide that's been sprayed on crops like strawberries, corn, and citrus for many years to kill pests. Corteva is the largest manufacturer of clofurophos, and it will stop manufacturing the product at the end of the year. The insecticide has been linked to certain studies to neurological problems in children and has been called a threat to wildlife. However, the EPA has been resisted on banning the product from the market while saying that the additional safety tests are needed. Some states haven't waited for the EPA to make a decision and acted on their own. California is a state that says farmers can't use the insecticide after December 31st of this year. Hawaii was the first state to ban clofurophos, with the ban to take effect in 2022. The European Union has also banned the insecticide. Corteva spokesperson Greg Schmidt says the demand for the product has declined significantly over the last 20 years. That's what drove the decision to stop manufacturing the product, not safety concerns. Corteva tells Reuters that the company will continue to back clofurophos during the EPA's review. Environmental groups are happy with the move, but they caution that other companies are still manufacturing the product, which is allowed on imported food. And we'll continue on to local and state ag news following these messages on your Monday.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can now access thousands of additional member-exclusive benefits and discounts when they are on the go with the new membership benefit web platform and iPhone app. This new app allows members to see both local and national discounts for Farm Bureau members, from movies to hotels to theme parks and more. For more information or links to the new benefit platform, visit ilfb.abenity.com. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Monday afternoon Ag Show, moving on into state ag news. Hunters in Illinois harvested a preliminary statewide total of 740 wild turkeys during the 2019-2020 fall archery turkey season. That total compares with the statewide turkey harvest of 738 in the 18-19 season. For the 19-20 season, 22,728 permits were sold, compared to 23,298 for the 18-19 season. The season dates were October 1st of last year through January 19th of this year, and all 102 counties were open for hunting. The top counties for fall archery wild turkey harvest were Jefferson with 25, Knox with 23, Cass County with 20, and Jackson and Randolph counties were tied with 18. The 2020 Illinois Hunting, Fishing, and Sportsman Combination licenses will be going on sale beginning March 1st at 8 a.m., and those 2020 licenses will be valid through March 31st of 2021. Illinois 2019 licenses are valid through March 31st of this year. Licenses that are purchased prior to March 1st, 2020, will be considered a 2019 license and will only be valid through the month of March. So if you need another valid arch or another valid hunting license, rather, through next year, sign up for that hunting license on or after March 1st of this year. Moving on to our Ag Community Bulletin Board now, the Soil and Water Management Seminar will be sponsored by the U of I Extension on Thursday, February 20th. That seminar will be held at the Macoupin County Extension Office in Carlinville. Presentation will be delivered on PowerPoint as well as a web conference. That will be held from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. again on Thursday, February 20th, and certified crop advisors will receive 4.5 continuing education hours for soil and water management. Registration is $45 per person, and the registration deadline is by this Friday, February 14th. That'll wrap it up for this Monday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any Ag news for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Monday afternoon, February 10th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.